This is Akashwani, the news read by Lalima Aneja Dang. Union Agriculture and Farmer Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has urged the opposition parties to allow discussion on agriculture in Parliament so that the work for welfare of farmers can be taken forward. Talking to reporters outside Parliament, Mr. Chauhan said the Union government is always ready to discuss the issues of farmers in Parliament.
किसानों का कल्याण मोदी जी की सर्वोच्च प्राथमिकता है और कल्याण की कई योजनाएं सरकार चला रही, लेकिन हम चाहते थे कि कृषि पर किसानों पर प्रतिपक्ष भी सार्थक चर्चा करे, अपनी बात रखे, अच्छे सुझाव दे। सकारात्मक सुझावों का सदैव स्वागत है, लेकिन दुख की बात है कि कल विपक्ष ने हंगामा करके कृषि और किसानों पर चर्चा को बाधित करने का पाप किया है, अपराध किया है। मैं तो साल भर से चर्चा की प्रतीक्षा कर रहा था ताकि विपक्ष भी हमें अपनी बात कह सके। मैं प्रतिपक्ष से आज आग्रह करता हूं कि कम से कम वो आज चर्चा होने दे, चर्चा का मार्ग खोले, सार्थक बहस करे, चर्चा करे, ताकि सही अर्थों में हम सब किसान कल्याण के कामों को आगे बढ़ा सकें।
Meanwhile, proceedings are underway in both houses of parliament. Yesterday, BJP issued a whip to its Lok Sabha members, directing them to be present in the lower house today. Sources said the whip has been issued as the house is scheduled to apply guillotine over demand for grants of different ministries in respect of the budget. The issue related to cash recovery from Delhi High Court Justice Yashwant Verma echoed in the Rajya Sabha today. Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar took cognizance of the matter, saying that he will get in touch with the Leader of the House and Leader of the Opposition and find a mechanism for a structured discussion during the course of the session. Earlier, Congress MP Jairam Ramesh took up this issue during Zero Hour, saying that a shocking incident has come to light as huge amount of cash was recovered at the residence of Delhi High Court's justice. He urged Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar to give necessary direction to the government to come up with a proposal for increasing judicial accountability. Government has said that India is moving fast to becoming a TB-free nation this year. The incidence rate of TB in the country has shown a 17.7% decline from 237 per lakh population in 2015 to 195 per lakh population in 2023, which is more than double the global reduction. Replying to supplementaries during question hour in the Lok Sabha, Minister of State for Health Anupriya Patel said the deaths due to TB has also reduced by over 21% in 2023 as compared to 2015. The minister said the government has launched a 100-day TB elimination campaign and identified 347 priority districts across 33 states and union territories to find missing TB cases. Union Women and Child Development Minister Annapurna Devi today objected to an Allahabad High Court's judge's comments in an attempt to rape case and described them as inappropriate. She said such observations will send a wrong message in society. Talking to media outside Parliament, the minister added that this kind of remarks will have adverse impact on various judgments related to such cases and it will promote the mentality of doing wrong. She also said that the government will take cognizance of such observations by the judge. In Maharashtra, after the violence erupted between two groups on Monday night in Nagpur city, curfew imposed in 12 zones of Nagpur was relaxed in 8 areas yesterday, while prohibitory orders in violence-affected areas of Kotwali, Ganeshpet and Tehsil Police Station are still in force. In US, a federal judge has ruled that the Social Security Administration, SSA, has likely violated privacy laws by granting Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, broad access to millions of Americans' records. The US District Court ordered an immediate halt to the data sharing, stating that while fighting fraud is important, it cannot come at the expense of privacy laws. BCCI has lifted the ban on using saliva to shine the ball in Indian Premier League IPL after most captains supported the move. This makes IPL the first major cricket league to reverse the COVID era restriction. And that is the end of this news bulletin.